The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Good morning. Thank you for making yourself available for the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have been going through the topic, Jesus, the mighty work of God. In the last two morning teachings, we have seen part one, we have seen part two, this is part three. Jesus, the mighty work of God. Today we are going to be seeing that God with Jesus was also in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we say hallelujah? Let us say it as though we mean it. Can we say hallelujah? Thank you very much. So, can we see the book of Mark chapter 7, verse 32 to 37? And they bring unto Him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his finger into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue and looked up to heaven and sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. 36 and 37. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He had done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Hallelujah. So this is an account of Jesus healing. Amen. Can we see another scripture? Acts chapter 10. Okay, before we go there, let's just see some of the thoughts on the teaching. These were the things that God had done, which He began to do through His Son, Jesus Christ, because there is something inside of Him. Now let's go to Acts chapter 10. I want to read from verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of person, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is the Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed. That were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Note, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree. Now, like I said before, the subtitle of this teaching is God, the God with Jesus was also in him. So we see the expression of Jesus as God with him in the explosion of the things he does in signs and wonders and miracles and all that. And then we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. Can we see that quickly? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. To wit, that God was in Christ. Now, for God was with him in the book of Acts. Is that okay? Now, in Corinthians, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now, if you look at the book of Acts, you see that there was a publishing. In the book of Mark, there was a publishing. Are you with me? He charged them in the book of Mark. Many times when the spectacular, the miraculous happened with Jesus, he will most of the time say, tell no one. Okay? There was one account, he said to the lepers, go and show yourself to the priest, because he wanted them to confirm that they were actually healed. Okay, I remember that he was talking about the fact that when we pray for those who are sick, when we believe God for healing, okay, we should still show ourselves to the doctors to confirm the healing and not just dump all our medications without confirming that the healing has been done. You understand? So Jesus had to instruct to bring up that light in this our day. Amen. As to instruct the lepers, go and show yourself to the priests. But for many of them, he will say, tell no man. But as much as he said, tell no man, they will go around publicizing what he has done. Are you with me? So, as much as that is, that God was with him, there is much more in God in him. Do you understand what I'm saying? The expression of that act of apostle, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Okay? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So for many people, what they saw was healings. What they saw was is doing good, what they perceived to be good. Are we together? So the teaching this morning is exposing much more than what God does through his hands, or the supernatural expression of his ministry, as it were, healings, miracles, signs, wonders, and all that. Amen. We have seen in the past teaching on this particular topic, talking about how he healed the daughter of the centurion, the woman that talked about the crumbs from the table of the children. So many healings that way, showing that there is a work that God wants men to see. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to respond so that it's a class. Amen. Hallelujah. So God first showed himself to be with Christ, because God knows that man will always respond to what is more than him, what seems to be supernatural, what seems to be out of his understanding, you know. Hallelujah. After he has shown that he was with him, then he began to show to man what is in Christ. Hallelujah. So if you compare the mark that we read, the Acts of Apostle, and the 2 Corinthians 5:19 that we read, you will discover that God has to do that first to make people. You know, when the issue of signs and wonders began, you can see his fame went abroad. From where he was, his fame went abroad. You know, lately I saw a video of somebody in the library who was looking, I don't know whether I've mentioned it here before, who was looking into an history book written by a normal historian around the days of Jesus, who never met Jesus, and was writing. They said there is one man whose name is Jesus, who healed people and all that, recorded some things about, just like the way many history book, you know, mentioned, what's the name of this, is it Augustus Caesar? Is it, who is this person they call something something the Great? Alexander. The same way historians documented that, the historians also documented the signs and wonders that was done by Jesus of Nazareth, whom God was with. And that has to happen because very soon, men should also see the God that is in him. And that God that is in him is to reconcile man back to God. Hallelujah. Are we together this morning? Hallelujah. I'm not hearing it. Thank you. So the same God was with him and in him. God with him was, however, used to express the tremendous, miraculous demonstration in a manner. You know, there is this scripture that we have known Christ after the flesh, but now know him we no more after the flesh. Most of the time, thank you, 2 Corinthians 5:16, before where we read, it said, wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Meaning that we knew him after the flesh is God with Christ. Are you with me? God with Christ. Because they were with him, they saw him. They saw the miracles. They saw the signs and wonders. The account we read in Mark, they were with him when he put his hand inside that man's hair. Abby, they saw him spat.
They saw him touch his tongue. That was part of knowing him after the flesh. They went in with him. They went out with him. They saw him when he told them, fill the water pots. Are you with me? And they saw him when he instructed the servant to pick a cup, bring out from the water. Now, what are they brought out from? And they saw him when he said, go and give it to the chairman of the feast. They saw him. That was part of knowing Christ after the flesh. But henceforth, know we him no more. To know him no more after the flesh is to see the God that is in him. Hallelujah. So, it's sometimes when we think we pray, we trust Jesus in the Spirit and all that, and we think we are relating with Jesus not after the flesh. Actually, the things that we request for are the things that he has done with Christ, God, with him. We trust God to heal the sick. And Jesus healed the sick even till our days. But do you know, if he does not heal the sick, the God in him, reconciling us to himself. The reason why he will heal us is so that he can accomplish the work of reconciling us to God in the days of our flesh. If not for that, then the healing is the children's bread. Hello? It's only the children that fear their father when he's around them. And when he's not around them, they burst to the field and began to play football. Even though daddy said, don't play football. Not be so. We all did it. Are you with me? At that time, we are still related with our father in the flesh. Eh? I remember one of those days, my popsy went out and then we were all over the street playing football. And then his brown 504, we just saw the nose. There is a way our street is. Back then, the car will have to negotiate an angle 90 to come into our street. It was a close. I was the goalkeeper facing the street. Immediately, I saw brown like this, brown bonnet. You know, about negotiating. About negotiating to the street, I pick race. Everybody around me understood what was going on. Before you knew it, before my daddy could see the street, everybody disappeared. The race was so much that there was an injury that day that I will never forget that day. You know what I'm saying? It means that we only relate with our fathers in the flesh at that time. But it then came when you travel to school and you want to do something wrong and you remember his voice. Forget not the son of whom you are. And you will stop and you will not do that thing. At that point, you don't know your father after the flesh anymore. Do you understand what I'm saying? It means you have imbibed the teachings of the father, the things that was in him. And that's the reason why our fathers in the natural will train us so that a time will come, we will also start thinking like them. Are you with me? So, I'm saying that there is a God in Christ that we must come to know. Which the God with Christ was an introduction to. Do we understand that? Amen. Let's go back to the study guide. Hallelujah. So the God with Christ was displayed by the miraculous. But much more, the God in Christ was displayed by the gospel or reconciliation of men back to God. That's the peak, reconciling men back to God. Just like we read in that 2 Corinthians. He said the people of Israel had seen the days of Moses and Elijah, the man who called fire from above and single-handedly killed the prophets of Baal. They had seen so great days and had those record with them, for they were children of the prophets. Amen. They were not just children of the prophets of it. They were actually designed to be my prophets. You know, there was a record in the scripture when they were moving through cities that God said to them, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Are you with me? So they list a children of, permit me to say it that way, the list a children of Israel. I'm conscious to say it like that. I should have said the list of a child of Israel. Okay? But the list of the children of Israel should be a child of the prophet. Are you with me? Are you with me? He said, for they were children of the prophets. So that's the list. If you are actually of the breed of Israel, you must not be lower than a child of the prophets. You must have seen, you must have known the aura around the prophets. So they have seen Moses. Moses was the peak of the law, and Elijah was the peak of the prophets. So they understand, they know the major prophet, they know the minor prophet. All that they have as scriptures at their time was, even at the time Paul was writing, all that they knew was Moses, the prophet, and Psalms. That's basically the whole of the scriptures for them. Amen. So it was needed for a day to come on them that they will take their attention beyond what they have seen, read, or imagined. Hallelujah. You know, in teaching profession, there is what we call entry behavior. Entry behavior. Meaning, you want to afford a learner an experience to change his behavior. Because learning is either temporal or almost permanent change in behavior after an experience. That's learning. Amen. So there is what is called entry behavior. Now, it is called previous knowledge in a layman's language. Previous knowledge in a layman's language. So what does this person know before? Now, for the children of Israel, they have something they know before. And God was not going to go through that route. So then he made a messenger to go ahead of the messenger of the covenant. Are you with me? And that messenger that went ahead of the messenger of the covenant was a help. And that one was packaged almost in a manner of what they knew before. Do we understand? But God was going to shock them. He did no miracle. No be so. And the scripture recorded it. He did no miracle, but they respected him more than Jesus. If not, they will not go and ask him, are you the one we are waiting for? Amen. Are you with me? Are we being blessed? Now, The miracle that John didn't do, Jesus did, but it was not packaged like a prophet. Do you understand? So, like Daddy said times back, he said the message John preached was what Jesus came to complete. Hallelujah. So, both the messenger that shall go before and the messenger of the covenant, they have one and same job to do, as we saw in Malachi. You see, the one whom ye seek, who will suddenly appear, will make no sense if there was not a messenger before him. Hallelujah. Malachi 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. Eh? And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. Whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. You see, these two messengers, the whole of their work was to purify the house of Levi so that there will be offerings in righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm only saying that God wants to get their attention so that he can take them beyond what they know before. But before he could do that, he has to get their attention with something close to what they knew before. So in teaching, you must teach from known to unknown, simple to complex. So God with Christ, God with Christ is closer to what they knew, but they don't know that part of God in Christ. So God has to be with Christ, with Jesus of Nazareth, to introduce the God which is in Christ. Hallelujah. So he has to take them beyond what they had ever seen, read, or imagined. Indeed, I'm not sure they have ever seen some of the things that even Jesus did as God with Jesus of Nazareth. I'm not sure they have ever seen such before. Did Moses raise the dead? Eh? Did Moses heal the sick? Eh, Joe? I don't know. I'm asking. Answer me now. Ah. Did Moses heal the leper by the washings of the law, Abi? He gave a kind of cleansing system that the leper has to go through by the law. But that's not the same way Jesus heal the leper. Do you will that I be made whole? Yes, I will. And leprosy disappeared. He didn't have to go through washing and washing and washing. They didn't have to banish him out of the camp like the law. So, one side of it, they have seen the miraculous before, but they need to see more. God came down with his mighty power and presence through Jesus Christ so that they could look at him and find God in him. So the reason for God being with him was to show us reconciliation, or what is called salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We read that place before, 2 Corinthians chapter 5:19. Let's quickly just see it again. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Let's go back to the study. The major purpose for all these manifestations is for the word of reconciliation, or what is called the message of
the gospel. Romans 1:16 quickly. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? Unto what? To everyone that believeth. To the Jews first, and also to the Greeks, 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So, when you say reconciliation or salvation is a kind of life. Are you with me? I just wanted us to see that. Is a kind of what? Oh. Can we say that with me? When we talk about salvation, say it. When we talk about salvation or reconciliation, it is a kind of life that must be lived by faith. Amen? So God needed to bring this dimension to us so that we would know that Jesus is not just one of those prophets, but a special messenger. When you say special messenger, Malachi called it the messenger of the covenant. Hallelujah. Oh, can we say hallelujah? I was hoping that somebody would rejoice to hear that Jesus is not just one of those prophets, but a special messenger. Amen. So God came down as a messenger, a prophet, and a savior to save the world. Hallelujah. Romans 10, quickly. God came down as a special messenger to save the world. Romans 10, please, quickly. Let's read from verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believed on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can we say amen? Just wait there. Can we say amen? So, he's not just a prophet, but he's a savior to save the world. And when he said to save the world, he's a provision made for everyone. Are you with me? But as many that believe it will tap into that provision. Now, let's read on that Romans chapter 10. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear him without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I want us to keep in mind this Romans chapter 10, verse 10 to 15 that we read. We are going to need it ahead in the study. When we behold this unusual demonstration of God's power and wonder that was recorded not just by one mouth, but by the mouth of many witnesses. Can we say many witnesses? Can we say it out loud? Can we say it out loud? How shall they call upon the name of whom they have not believed? Eh? You will now discover that it will have to take, how beautiful are the feet of they. Eh?
it has to take many beautiful feats to make men believe and call. Does it make any spiritual sense? Amen. So it has to take the mouth of witnesses. And remember, witnesses are not just those who lived in the days of Jesus Christ. Witnesses are they that have seen the Lord. So you now see that both Peter and Paul are witnesses. Peter was with Jesus. He went in and out with him. Abi, Saul of Tarsus was not there. But did he meet the Lord? Was he a witness? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. Quickly. Therefore we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them sleep. For if the word spoken by the angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received the just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the mouth of the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Next verse. God also bearing them what? Both with what? And what? Divers miracles and gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Signs, wonders, divers miracles, gift of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered unto us, which from the beginning were what? Were what? Eyewitnesses. And the difference between eyewitnesses and ministers, right? So we will know that it was not just something that was concocted. Eh? That was concord or one historical thing or a fable, but a thing that happened on the face of the earth. 2 Peter 1:16. For we have not followed a cunningly devised fable when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ? He came for reconciliation or salvation. We said that before just some few minutes ago. Amen. Please stay with me. Don't leave me. Amen. But we are what? High witnesses of his majesty. 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. There were many, many eyewitnesses. Amen. So the incidents happened among a people who have the document of God's dealing among them. God did not bring it to Africa where there was no proper record keeping, where knowledge will be transferred from mouth to mouth, which would change the whole event. He brought him to a place where they had the duty, history, and commitment to put into writing God's dealing with them through their prophets. By the mouth of many witnesses, God affirmed, testified, and gave witness to them, to that which he has spoken to, so that we can be saved. Amen. You know, in Africa, what we have is oral literacy, right? Oral literacy, that's what we have in Africa. All these days of Jesus, you know, you can only hear of Obatala. You hear of Obatala, you know, back. I'm just saying that If we look back history lane in Africa, you hear of Obatala, Shango, Oya, Ogun, Allah, what's this, Ifa something, Ela, you understand? And then there is an experiment done by somebody that I did in one of my classes while teaching my student. I aligned about 50 students. And I told the first person, come and meet me tomorrow by 12 noon. I said, they should tell themselves. The next person should not hear you. So whisper it into the ears of the person behind you. Before it got to the 58th person, it was no longer come and meet tomorrow by 12 noon. I tell you, you can imagine come and meet me tomorrow by 12 noon became something like come tomorrow to the church. Something like that. You can understand. So imagine if 50 people line up in the same place, almost within 10 minutes, and the message has changed. How about generation to generation? Something will be added, and trust the Yoruba people now. Hallelujah. So the Hebrews that we read the other time, we saw there that we cannot neglect the so great salvation that was declared by the mouth of the Lord, firstly, and passed across to us by documents, by mouth. We saw that also in Luke chapter 1. Some put their hand to put document down. Then Luke said, I want to also arrange in order the things that are shortly believed among us. Amen. So the gift of God is eternal life, and it is a great gift. God had to give a packaging that will be commensurate to the content that would depict a good and great gift, so that when we see it, we would appreciate it, and we will appreciate how it is. So, can you relate that with God with Christ and God in Christ? Amen. So this is because sometimes when we see great packaging, the content is usually nothing. It means God understands packaging. I don't think any man can package more than God. But the same God who was with him is the very same that was in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know what forms religion? Do you know what forms religion? Packaging. When you package a belief system. When you package a belief system, and then the content is not, you know, carry weight. I can also say some things here. So there is no religion, piety, or practice where anywhere, or piety practice anywhere, that can take away our sin. For that purpose, Jesus was raised and given this outstanding witness and testimony so that we might be saved. Hallelujah. So, what we have with Jesus, what we have in the gift that God gave to mankind, was a content with a package. Don't judge the book by the cover. But the truth is, the cover can make you buy the book. Are you there? The cover can make you buy the book. If the cover is beautiful, beautifully designed, and then now have one serious caption, Roy Johnson can understand what I'm talking about. have one serious caption. Eh? 7 ways to lose your fat. Oh my God. 7 keys to irreversible prosperity. And then they now, you know, design the back cover, you know, all of those coins that they used to stack with an arrow that does like this. Eh? Now imagine you buy a book that talks about 7 ways to hit irreversible prosperity. And then when you open it, you meant something else. You know, funny story. One of these days, there is a video that should be shot. And then they needed a preacher in that video. And the preacher carry Bible. He don't know where he go talk. He just opened the Bible like this. Say, so you see, when we talk about pronoun and verb, he understood that the video will not carry his voice. Do you understand? Then, the only way he can flow was to talk about subjects in English language. And he started talking about it seriously as though he was preaching. Anyway, by the time the video came out, he did the job of the gospel. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, by the time the video came out, anytime I see the video, I will laugh. I laugh. What am I saying? How do they describe somebody that is lively? They say humorous, right? When they say that somebody is humorous, he can carry people along, make people laugh small, then bring in serious matter. I think God is best in doing that. Amen. So he had packaged Jesus in such a manner that there is no way you will have to see him. And that's the essence of God with Christ and God in Christ, which we have seen today. Amen. Amen. Do we feel like praying this morning? Are we sure we feel like praying this morning? Can we thank the Lord this morning? Can we thank the Lord this morning for packaging Christ in such a manner that you can't look away? Because the truth is, one of the reasons why we are still here is because Christ gave us a hope to wake up tomorrow. Gave you an husband, gave you a wife, gave you children, gave you things to care about, and care about those things. Heal us when we are sick so that the job of reconciliation can be done. You know, come on, let's appreciate the Lord for it, so that we can have an opportunity to see the Lord God both with Christ and in Christ. Oh, Jesus, we thank you this morning. Pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.